And he who really trusts God obeys God. Now notice, they did exactly as they were told to do, and the widow said, "Bring me yet another pot." And they said, "There is not one jar, there is not one pot, there is not one pan in this entire village that is left. We have gathered up everything." Secondly, not only the accuracy of their response, there was the privacy of their response. Listen again to verse 5. "She shut the door behind her." Do you remember how much Jesus said about private devotion and obedience, about doing that related to the small things? I want you to listen to this statement from Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, and I'm quoting from the NIV. Listen to these statements. "When you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." Jesus Christ is talking about zealous obedience done in privacy. How well do you obey when no one is looking? Can you be trusted to obey when you have no audience? Listen again to Jesus. Matthew chapter 25 and verse 23. I'm quoting again from the NIV. "Well done, good and faithful servant, for you have been faithful in a few things, and I will give you charge over many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Jesus talked about being obedient in the small things. Do you remember earlier in the week when we heard that scripture, "Do whatever you do to the glory of God and for the praise of God, whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord." God is looking for some people who will be faithful when they're in private. God is looking for some people who will be faithful in the small things. God is looking for some people who need no audience other than God. And they need no applause other than the angels. And they need no approval other than the inner confidence that I have obeyed what my Lord has said do. George Duncan said, "We need to learn that the secrets of spiritual sufficiency has no public audience." And it is still true what Robert Murray McShane said. What a man is alone on his knees is all that that person is and no more. You see her zealous response, the zeal that she showed, and you see the accuracy of her response, and you see the privacy of her response. She was willing to do what God said do. And she said to her sons, "Bring me yet another vessel." And her son replied, "There is not one vessel left. They're all full." And she went to the man of God and said, "What do I do now?" And he said, "Take the oil, sell it, and pay the debt. And then there's going to be enough for you and your sons to live off of the rest. And there shall be within you a well springing up, for I've come to give you life and life more abundant. For my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Live off the rest. There's enough and more. Live off the rest. For you have an inexhaustible resource. All that you need. Live off the rest. That's how you get what you need when you don't have what it takes. Let's pray together. Now, let me first of all pray for you. Lord, I would like to thank you that these who've been here today have been sitting here like dry sponges soaking up your truth. I would like to thank you that as these have listened, as notes have been taken, that you've used that means of teaching these eternal truths that make a life different and dynamic. And I'd like to thank you for what you're going to do as a direct result of some of the truths shared today. Now, Lord, in these final moments, I ask you to continue your work by the Spirit. How do you get what you need when you don't have what it takes? Notice that we talked about the ordeal that that woman faced. And as she faced those challenges, she realized that she was without the resources. Are you without the resources? The Bible says without him you can do nothing. So you're without the resources. There was an obligation that she could not meet. There was a humiliation that she could not bear because the name of God was going to be discredited because of her inability to pay and others were going to suffer. Think about that. It's true in your own life. If you live as a failure, as a Christian, others are going to suffer. But instead of letting her problems make her bitter, she allowed her problems to make her better because she came to the end of herself and she came to the man of God and she discovered that when God really started dealing with her, that he wanted her to distinguish between her root problems and her fruit problems. And she discovered that she had the resource for solving her problem that she almost overlooked. And she discovered that the words of God were so uncomplicated, simple down-to-earth instruction. And that's what you must discover, that God has some simple down-to-earth instruction for you. And she discovered that the ways of God were so uncompromising, that they were not up for debate, that God demanded explicit obedience. And then her life was transformed and revolutionized by the zeal that she showed. For we see the accuracy of her response. She did exactly what she was told to do, down to the last pot and pan in the village. She did it exactly like she was told. And then we see the privacy of her response. Jesus tells us to be faithful in the small things. Jesus tells us that we are to do it behind closed doors, to be obedient in that arena when there is no audience but God. And she discovered when she did that, that there was more than enough, not only to pay the debt, but to live off of the rest. Now, I want you to just simply sit there just for a moment and say, God, write these truths into my heart. Indelibly impress them upon my mind so that I can never, ever forget the things that I've heard you say today. Do it right now. For it's in Jesus' name that I pray.